T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, we're back at the ballpark, NovaCare broadcast booth. Ike, it is hot outside.
Woo!
You pointed out there's some players, or I'm wondering if Gabe's out there running laps, he's self-penalizing himself. After that performance last night by the Phillies, they found another way to lose. And on the call last night, Ike heard it in the car. He was going to the store. Is the great Larry Anderson. He joins us every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Of course, you hear him on the games with with Scott Fransky. What's up, L.A.?
What's happening, guys?
Oh, nothing. You know, another another day, another night.
Just another gut-punching loss.
All right.
Oh, man.
Where do we start, Ike?
Well, I just want to get L.A.'s perspective here, right? Because, L.A., you know, I've told you at least for the last week or so, I had one foot out the boat, right? But, you know, the Nats go up 5-3 last night. I decide, you know what, it's over with. I see the final out in the bottom of the eighth inning. They go to the top of the ninth. I'm like, I don't want to see any more of the game. I'm running to the store. By the time I come out of the store, it's done already gotten to be 5-4 with the Phillies with a chance to win this game, or at least tie the game up possibly. And to have a game in where you have a base runner who leaves early, tagging up from second base to go to third when it really wasn't necessary. Have you ever seen a game end that way?
Never, never. That is a first. And it's just, it's not inexperienced as a base runner, because you know it. You know this from the time you're 8 years old. You know, to tag up, you can't leave until they catch the ball, and it's even to just even make it questionable, you just can't do that. And Vince knows that. I mean, it's not a matter of inexperience. It's a matter of just poor judgment. That's all it is. And it's there's no excuse for it. Period.
It's the little things, right, L.A.? Watching that ball go into the glove and then take off. He's certainly a good enough athlete. Certainly has enough speed. Shouldn't have had any problem making it to third base there. But it's the little things like that that continue to bite this ball club night in and night out.
It's like every game, every night, for the last 3 weeks, they're finding ways to lose. And that's not the way you go about it.
Yeah, they were finding ways to win earlier in the season, L.A. And here's what I noticed the last couple weeks is that guys are pressing. Guys are trying to do more than you can only do what you can do. Guys are trying to do too much because, you know, you've said this the last couple times we've had you on about the offense was, listen, it's August. Now it's almost September. This offense kind of is what it is. This team is what it is at this point. They've gotten great starting pitching. Nola was great again last night. The offense just isn't here. And now guys are trying to do too much because they're trying to get the wins. The mental mistakes, the physical mistakes, the bad defense, terrible base running. I'm a Gabe Kapler fan, L.A. I make no bones about that. I think he's done a great job coming in here. But at some point, I have to look at the manager, just like if we were talking about the Eagles and Doug Peterson. If guys are jumping off sides, if offensive linemen are committing false start penalties, I look at the head coach and I say, listen, they're undisciplined. That falls on you. I have to start looking at Gabe Kapler and saying, listen, this falls on you. This is stuff that can't happen night in and night out.
Now, I totally agree. I mean, the buck stops at the top there. I mean, he's running the show on the field. It's and I'm not saying decision making and that stuff, but it, you know, he talks about, you know, a couple of weeks ago, a tough loss. You know, we're gonna, after the Little League game in Williamsport on that Sunday, and then he go to Washington. Well, you know, this is a tough one, but we're gonna be prepared. Or, you know, we're gonna be ready to go. We're resilient, and I've said all along, you're resilient, but that resiliency is kind of wearing thin now. It's they're not bouncing back, and they get games like last night, a game pitch, they get a three, they're up 3-0 on Scherzer, and they get him out after five, and you're thinking, all right, you know, and the little things again, that the throw from Santana to the plate, He goes and steps on the bag. First of all, he's just trying to rush it. If you're going to get the guy at the plate, throw to the plate. If you're going to get the guy first, get the guy first. So he gets the guy first, but he steps on the bag, and basically he's throwing after he steps on the bag, so he's basically up higher, throwing off the wrong foot. It's almost tough to make a good throw like that. And it would have been bang, bang anyway. It's one of those things where just eat it. The same thing with Alfaro throwing the third, you know, with the shift. Carrera had a long ways to go to third base. Had to be a good throw. With a good throw and Carrera could catch it, they get him out. There's no question.
Yep.
But it's little things. I mean, he shouldn't have been able to steal. He shouldn't have been able to get that big a lead. There are all kinds of little things that, and that's what it is. And it's, you know, to this team, I don't think we'll fare any better next year if they don't shore up the defense. I mean, the things that we've talked about all year, the offense, the defense, and the base running. I mean, what more is there? Pitching,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, and the pitching's been good. Let me ask you about the relieving as far as coming in. So, Larry, we've talked about coming in, and it doesn't seem like it's worked well for Gabe. He brings the guy in, then he brings him back the next inning, and it happened again last night. And I know he liked to split Tommy Hunter against Bryce Harper, blah, 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 blah. But what's the difference for a reliever that comes out, has his inning, and then you're sitting there for however long and then going back out? It hasn't worked this year when he's brought guys back out for the second inning. What is your thought on the philosophy about a second inning? And ultimately, it's hurting him not having defined roles, but also not having a closer in there to where you know you have a guy that you can lean on every day to pitch the ninth inning.
Well, that's the biggest part of it, I think, is going into a season. I've said this all along, not everybody can close. It's, you know, some guys can do it this day, some maybe another day, but consistently, not everybody can do it. And I think that's one of the toughest things. If you don't have any defined roles, if you're going to use Arano in the ninth for a couple games and Neshek in the ninth for a couple games and Scrantony, and now Hector's back and he's throwing the ball great. I mean, to me, they put a closer in there. For me right now, the way Hector's throwing, go with the hot hand. He's my closer. I know he struggled earlier, but he went down and seems to have gotten everything together. He has been lights out since he's come back. Put him as a closer. He's your closer, period. The matchups are good at times, but it's not always the case. And for a guy to go one inning and come back out, you know, it's not like these guys are 40 years old. They've got to be able to go out there and pitch one inning, go in, let your team hit, and go back out. That's not hard to do. It's not hard to do, and it shouldn't be hard to do for any of these guys, especially younger guys. That shouldn't be a problem. But I think without defined roles, it's so much tougher. And again, I go back to the tightrope. You know, the closer, the setup guy or the guys before the closer, they've got a net below them. That's the closer. The closer doesn't have the net. The net in your head mentally, that is the whole difference between closing and setting up, is you have that safety net. And it's almost like you're not so afraid to make a mistake. Or make a bad pitch because you got guys behind you that can bail you out, or you got somebody, you got that safety net. But it's just to not go out there back to back innings and be able to be successful. There's no reason for that. And Tommy's done it a lot. I mean, I give him credit. He will take the ball. He'll take the ball day after day, inning after inning. He'll go out there and give you what he's got. And last night he made some good pitches to Harper. That, you know, give Harper credit. He took some close pitches, but again, you go lead off ninth inning with the one run lead. You know in your mind you can't walk that guy. I mean, you don't want to be thinking that, because I always felt this, and Lefty taught me this, Carlton, the thought precedes the action. If you're thinking when you go out there, I can't walk this guy, you're probably going to walk him. Mm-hmm. If you say, I can't hang this pitch, you're probably going to hang it. You can't think that way. But I don't know. I can't figure it out. The team, I think, overachieved earlier on. And I think they're underachieving now. I don't think a team with this caliber of defense, or lack thereof, can sustain any long stretches of good baseball. If you don't have good defense, you can't play good baseball. You have to play good defense to play good baseball.
Yeah, and it's a shame, LA. I mean, what are we looking at? Seven straight series losses, I believe, for this team.
Yeah.
And try to salvage a win in this series today against Gio Gonzalez. Gio against Jake Arrieta, I guess 4 or 5 years ago, would have been an ace matchup as well when you look at these two pitchers. But still two good pitchers, you know, quality veteran pitchers. We think, you know, after a crushing defeat again last night, think the team has enough in them to, I don't know, try to find a way to salvage at least a game in this series? It doesn't appear, at least from the outside looking in, as if they're downtrodden right now, right? As if their spirits are down or they sort of given up. At least everything coming from the manager seems as if they're still upbeat. But I got to believe inside that was a crushing defeat last night at home.
Yeah. I mean, and it's, I think, I don't know if it was Neshek or Tommy Hunter that said it, like, oh, is that a gut-wrenching or gut-punching defeat? Like, what's any different about this one than the last 12 of them?
Yeah.
You know? And
that was Neshek, yeah.
That's about what it's been. I mean, these get a 4-0 lead, 4-1 lead, 5-0 lead, you know, and just losing those leads late, those are crushing. And it's, you know, and seriously, you know, the guys are talking about, you know, we just want to be in a good place when we come September. Well, did you forget about August? I mean, you have to keep yourself in a position for September to play September ball. You got to play well in August too. For me, I don't see the sense of urgency. Everybody's like, "Oh, this is fine. We're in a good spot." Like, why are we in a good spot now, for 4.5 games back, when we were in a much better spot, you know, 3 weeks ago or a month ago when we were a game and a half up in the division? I mean, I just to kind of pass these tough losses off as, you know, we'll regroup and we'll be prepared. And like, do something different. Do something. This is not working. And for everybody to say, oh, we're fine, we're going to be all right, we got a lot of games in the division. Well, do you know what our record is in the division? So wait a minute. You know, we're not beating the teams below 500. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think Washington is certainly underachieved. I think they're a much better team than a 500 team that they are right now. But, you know, you get games like that in your division, no matter what it is, where you are right now at this point, you have to win games. It doesn't matter who it is. The Phils haven't shown that they can do that. That there's just consistency is the name of the game at this level, period. It's the difference between AAA and the big leagues. Guys in AAA can have a good month or a good week or good 2 weeks, but they can't do it the whole year. Guys in the big leagues, the difference is a consistency. And we don't have any consistency. The only thing consistent is bad defense.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that.
I don't see things changing until this defense gets better, but I don't know what they want to do about making the defense better.
Yeah, that might be spring training, L.A.,
yeah,
is when it might be. And I like the word you use, urgency. You're right. They could use some more urgency. Now the lineup's out for tonight, and Roman Quinn is back in center field, and he's leading off. Gabe has messed around with the lineup a little bit. Hoskins second, Hernandez third, Ramos behind the plate tonight. He's hitting cleanup, and then Santana Bautista gets his first start as a Philly in right field, and then Kingery is batting eighth in shortstop, Franco seventh, and then Arrieta. So there you go. Joey Bats tonight. Hopefully he's flipping bats, L.A.
Yeah, and our number three hitter, you know, he's...
I'd maybe bat him eighth.
Come on.
I maybe bat him eighth instead of third.
Absolutely.
LA.
The way he's swinging a bat or not swinging a bat, he's striking out a lot. He's got over 120, he's got about 125 strikeouts for a guy leading off. That just can't happen. And probably, I don't know, 30-40% of them are looking.
Yeah.
And I know, and I think part of it's that mindset of, you know, let's work the pitcher, let's work the pitcher. And all of a sudden you're letting good pitches go and end up in a strikeout. But for him to hit third, he's not swinging a bat good right now, period. Why? I don't know. I mean, he's the manager, and this team certainly has done much better than people expected to this point. But at the end of the season, are they going to be better than people expected? I don't know. I mean, if this doesn't turn around, the expectations were so high, and that's what makes it so tough right now. The expectations are so high of what they possibly could do when nobody expected it.
Yeah.
But when those expectations raise, every little mistake that you make in game, you lose. The expectations come down. You drop it, and you just I don't know.
Well, L.A., the unfortunate part is if we would have said they'd be eight games or wherever they are over 500 right now, we would have said that's great, but then you actually put the devil's in the details. The fact that they've struggled as much as they had the last couple weeks is once the end of the season, we'll decide where we stand, but it's hard to say it's been a successful season where we sit right now, but it's been a successful season, and there's still a lot of baseball to play, so hopefully they're able to turn it around.
It's a successful season compared to last year, but that's not saying much. Really, you never have a successful season until you get in the playoffs. That's success.
Yep, agreed.
But they certainly, in the right direction. It goes back, like you said, to the expectations that where they were and a month ago and where they are now. It's tough to handle. It's tough to take.
It is. L.A., you're the best. We'll see you when you walk by us in about, a half hour or so, all right?
About then, yeah. Sounds good.
All right, L.A.
All right, L.A.
All right. See you then, fellas.
There he is.
Man, you hear it in the voice, man. You hear it.
I was expecting a good L.A. today.
Yeah, I'm telling you, LA. Man. But you could tell the energy is down. He isn't joking as much. He had to call these games. You know what I mean? And
it's a tough one last night.
They're pulling for him.
888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. We'll come back. We'll reopen the Gabe Kaplan wine lines for everybody out there.
It's like how my mom used to feel when I used to walk in the house and show her my report card. Damn it, Ike!
You actually had to do that?
Oh, yeah.
I just kept telling my parents, I didn't get it. It didn't come out today.
When you got brothers, you can't get away with that.
Because,
then we would all have to...
They had
delay
theirs.
Bringing the report card home.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.